This is Monday, the 15th of June, the beginning of a brand new week, and we're continuing our Tuesday night Bible study into the life of Jesus Christ, focusing on the testimony that John gave regarding him in John chapter 1, verse 29, specifically when he called him the Lamb of God. Let me read that verse to you. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Let's dig a little bit deeper into this phrase and see what the Lord has for us today. Let's go ahead and get started. As we talked about in our last time together, John only uses this phrase, Lamb of God, twice in the gospel account. We find it here in verse number 29, and then the very next day that begins in verse 35, it says that John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said one more time, "Behold the Lamb of God." But there are other titles that are used of Jesus in this chapter. Verses 38 and 49, he's called Rabbi, he's called Messiah in verse 41, Son of God in verse 34 and 49, King of Israel in verse 49, Son of Man in verse 51, and my favorite, in verse 45, it says, "Of him whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, this Jesus of Nazareth." So when John called him the Lamb of God, it's not something that he made up. It was not guesswork. It was obviously a revelation given to him from God. And what's amazing about this is in the book of the Revelation, God uses the phrase Lamb or Lamb of God to designate a description of Jesus the person, whereas when he uses the name Jesus as an identifier in the Revelation, it's more of an indication of a character trait or an attribute of Jesus. Let me give you a couple quick examples beginning in Revelation chapter 1. Look how the book begins. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Not Jesus Christ, but a revelation of who he is. Verse 2, it talks about the testimony of Christ, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ. Verse 9, the testimony of Jesus Christ. Verse 9 also, it talks about the patience of Jesus Christ. So we find various attributes attributed to Jesus where his name is used. But when it talks about who he is as a person, then the word Lamb or Lamb of God is used. Let me show you some of these examples. Let's begin with Revelation chapter 5. And let's go ahead and begin in verse number 1 to build some context here. This is an incredible event that takes place in heaven where we see the resplendent glory of the Lord. Here's what it says. "And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne." Now that's God the Father. John sees God the Father sitting on the throne in heaven, and this was described in chapter 4. "A scroll written inside on the back, sealed with seven seals." And as you know, the book of Revelation unfolds as Jesus begins to break these seals. We have six seals, and then the seven seals, of course, bring seven more judgments, and then seven more judgments. It says in verse 2, "Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice," kind of this cry out through the universe, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And it was like silence. And there was no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth who was able to open the scroll or to look at it, because there was no one worthy of that task. John says in verse 4, "Then I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look into it. But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep.' Why? Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." So Jesus is now described as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, because he had prevailed. But that's just a description given of him. Look what it says here when John sees him in verse number 6. "And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he, the Lamb, he, Christ, came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him, the Father, who sat on the throne. 2 points here. Number one, John sees Jesus as this Lamb, and the Lamb looks as though it has been slain, which means, possibly, we don't know this for sure, but it may mean that through all eternity, that Christ's death and his incarnation is permanently fused with his nature, so that whenever we see Christ, we see on him the brand marks of the sacrifice that he gave for us, that we are constantly reminded every time we see him through all eternity of the love he displayed for us by the very scars that he has because of that great event. Verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, this is the Lamb, this is Christ, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, not before Jesus, not before the Messiah, not before the Son of God, but before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they, the elders, sang a new song, saying, and this is one of the increasing crescendos of praises that is echoing through heaven at this time. The first one, of course, is found in John chapter 4, verse 11. But here's the second one now, identified as pertaining to the Lamb. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Notice here, these are just pronouns. It is you, you, and your. Verse 11. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice. In verse number 9, it is you are worthy. But this loud voice in verse number 12 identifies the person who's receiving the praise of being worthy. And he's not identified as Jesus, not identified as the Son of God or the Son of Man or the second person of the Trinity or the Christ or the Messiah. But he is identified again, his personhood, as a Lamb. Verse 12. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And then it gets even bigger. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such are in the seas and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, God the Father, and to the Lamb forever and ever. And then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. It's in Revelation chapter 5 that Jesus is seen and he's identified and he is recognized. In chapter 4, we have a picture of God the Father and the four living creatures and the 24 elders and descriptions of this throne. But it's not until chapter 5 that Jesus shows up. And when he shows up, he is specifically identified as the Lamb. The Lamb in verse 6, the Lamb in verse 8, the Lamb in verse 12, the Lamb in verse 13. And then chapter 6, verse 1 begins exactly the same way. Now I saw when the Christ, Jesus, the Messiah, my Lord, opened one of the seals. That's not what it says. That's who it's talking about. But it says, when I saw the Lamb, and I heard one of the four living creatures say, come and see. And what we have here, these four horsemen of the apocalypse, as they talk about these events that transpire every time these seals are broken, but they're broken by the Lamb. And then the sixth seal, the last group of judgments that take place when these seals are opened, begins in verse number 12. It says, I looked when he, this is of course the Lamb, but he's used a pronoun here, when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and his sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree dropped its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky reeled up as a scroll when it was rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, these are not those that have received the Lamb, these are those that stand against him. Then the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men and commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountain and said to the mountains and the rocks, note this, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, God the Father, and from the wrath of the Lamb. The wrath of the Lamb. Wrath of a lion I've got, but the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath, the Lamb, has come, and who is able to stand? We have a tendency of viewing Jesus as nothing more than this friend that sticks closer than a brother, that he's always there to encourage us and bless us and help us. But we find out here that judgment has been given to the Lamb, and the nations, rulers at that time, and all those who exist on the earth at that time, unrepentant, are begging for just the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the wrath of this person of Jesus Christ, identified by John as the Lamb. The Lamb. If you want to know more about this and the judgment aspect of Christ, go read Psalm chapter 2. It's a conversation between God the Father and the God the Son, and then the Holy Spirit giving application to the very people we're talking about here. We're going to have to call it a day. I hope this has been a blessing to you. And tomorrow we will continue through the book of Revelation and just look at a couple more instances where Jesus is referred to as the Lamb, just to try to determine what we can learn about him and what this all means. Have a great day.